This is the Pete Carroll Show.
Goalie gets it, goes right. Oh, he gets hammered.
The first word from the Seahawks head coach every Monday at 9:30 throughout the season.
We play football,
all right? And football's fun.
Brought to you by VenueKings.com, Les Schwab Tires, Buffalo Wild Wings, and Good Chevrolet.
Well, I like that. Yeah, I like that a lot.
Now, here are your hosts, Brock Heward and Mike Salk.
I like that a lot, you said in that clip there, Coach. How about yesterday? Did you like it a lot?
It took a long time. It took a long time to get to game one. Jeez. We had really a nice chance to just go out and take this game over and go, and we missed our opportunities down in close. And so it all of a sudden it turns into a dogfight. And we had to finish it right, and we did, and got that done. But it was disappointing that we weren't able to capitalize. Well, everybody wants to see the momentum going and get rolling, and that it just didn't happen.
What'd you learn about your team yesterday?
We played really hard again. Golly, the defense played so hard. They were tough and aggressive, and the effort is excellent. I'm anxious to see when the guys get it all graded, to see what the effort grades are. And the missed tackle grades, I think a little better than I thought it was. It is better than I thought it was after the game, after watching it here this morning.
How do you grade effort?
You grade it on when it's not there. Lack of efforts is really what you grade for. And there's hardly any at all in the game. We're really rolling. And we took an offense that's, new offense. They're trying to get it going, and we knocked them down pretty good. They couldn't throw it at all. We had two big errors in the running game, and other than that, they didn't do anything. So really good third down play for us, and good third down play on offense to help us in this game to get a lot of plays, a ton of plays yesterday, which was great. And but the finishing, down in the red zone, what are our red zone woes? So you guys, that's how you guys talk. But we got to catch the ball, I'm just doing a show for you.
Thanks, that's nice.
Yeah, but we got to catch the ball. And when you drop balls,
Salk's out tomorrow. It's your day off. You want to come in?
Yeah, 7 to 10. I can take care of this.
I'll come right down here and we'll just do the whole show.
I know right where it's going.
Maybe Clayton could jump in and everything else. Hey, speaking of effort, San Francisco defensively, they played really hard.
Yeah, they got a whole new thing going. And to Kyle's credit, and you saw Robert Sala over there on defense doing his thing. It's a good shift for them, and they're going to be tough. It's hard when you can't get the passing game going, but that's still an improved team already, and improved definitely in their way they're going about it.
So you talk about the tape maybe being a little better defensively. I mean, the effort was off the charts in 49 plays. What did the tape look like just collectively as an offense? Because there were a lot of snaps to grade.
There was a lot of good stuff in there that you would go unnoticed by you guys, I would think, because we missed some stuff. We missed some the runners missed some opportunities on some holes. They ran up and hit line of scrimmage, kind of just trying to be aggressive and tough, and we missed some just principal reads that we should make that would have made a lot of difference. We came off the ball way better this week than we did last week. The fact that we could control the ball as well as we did and make the first downs, converting on third down, was all contributing. 45 played, 90-something plays, whatever it was, 89 plays or something. And that's a big day. It just didn't show it in the points. And so we got to get it going and get that done.
How was Russell?
Russell played his butt off. He was all over the place because he had to make some things happen, and he did make some things happen, and he missed some passes that he doesn't normally miss. He was high on some balls and just missed some stuff. But he reacted to the rush very well. When he had good protection, he was solid, very quick with the football in general. We just missed. It was just opportunities kind of get away from us that would have made a huge difference in the game.
How about the touchdown he threw? How many guys do you think you've seen in your life that can make that play?
That's just a great play.
It can't be more than a handful.
And he's going down too. He's already getting nicked at the ankles when he throws the thing. But the movement to get out, and he had a number of them. He hit Lock about two or three times on movement stuff, and just beautifully done. And so that's our style of play. That's how we do it, and it's how we've been doing it for a long time. I would like to see us be, able to just be more consistent, which I think is coming. We played better this week. That you have to play better to have that much consistency moving the ball and making first downs and all that. So. But we got room for improvement for sure.
Salk said it for you earlier, but I think the bar is, and the expectation are, he's going to hit every single throw, and it just doesn't happen. Tom Brady didn't hit every throw. Aaron Rodgers didn't hit every throw. Yet, there were some balls that sailed a little bit uncharacteristically yesterday. As he evaluated that, was it anything fundamentally? Was it a wet day, a little wet and windy or on the field?
It was wet yesterday, and the ball did get sloppy in at certain times of the game. It was kind of inconsistent. It wasn't always like that. And I think we've seen that before. You know, I think we got to do something. We got to adjust a little bit there.
You know what was a little uncharacteristic, though, was he put the ball in harm's way a few times, whether it was in the end zone
there
on
was
one,
a couple, yeah.
Whether, you know, and usually he is so careful, the governor with his wrist, it's so careful that he just throws it away or whatever. But
I agree with that. And there was, I think there's three balls that really, no, the one he threw in the end zone, he checked that up for to give them. I'll bet you anything, I didn't ask him this, I think he threw it to Jimmy.
Yeah, I think
if you watch, Jimmy was coming across, and Jimmy, as the ball was being thrown, he adjusted his angle. He threw that ball up for Jimmy, and it wound up being, you know, Doug knocked the ball away, and that was one, but he knew what he was doing on that one. There was two other ones that we threw, you know, that really were questionable, and I think he just missed, you know, calculated what was going on those plays.
Can we avoid telling the coach that I'm speaking for him? Like, I don't usually speak for the coach.
I'm sorry.
Right? Usually he gets mad when he thinks I'm speaking for him. So let's not put me into harm's way.
It just depends what you think you're saying.
Well, why don't I get myself in trouble then? We'll do it now before we ask about some of the other stuff. Perfect. Did you guys play some big nickel in that game?
We played some big nickel.
And you gave me so much grief about the big nickel.
No, it's just the way you went about it. we did. It was good.
Yeah?
And we made some good progress playing it, and we grew a little bit. And so it's there to consider in the future.
So what's the goal? So the goal part of that, I have to assume, is to get McDougal out on the field. He's a pretty good player.
No, it's not really that. No,
what is
that's
it?
The no? Sorry.
Don't do that.
I should assume.
No,
I was doing so well.
You
too.
Were.
It's not just. It's not just to get a guy on the field because we want to. We like him or something like that. There's matchup opportunities and stuff like that. It goes to, but not necessarily just him. But so it allows us to move Cam and differently There's a number of reasons why it's you know, something that we like, but we need to grow with it because it's, you know, at this point it's a little bit limited.
Is Kyle Shanahan on the other side one of those guys that you look forward to seeing how he's going to try to attack?
Yes, yeah, because he does know what he's doing, and so what he looks at and what he tries to do to you, I think, you know, it tells you something. If you notice, they tried to shift and motion us right off the bat, and our guys handled it really well, and he stopped doing it. He thought he could confuse us with that stuff. It didn't happen. There were some other things that he did, but they also, he's limited in what he's doing a little bit right now, you could tell. So the best of his package and all that stuff was not really
Was that
revealed.
As much base as you guys have seen? Because two backs and tight end and full backs?
Well, yeah, that's how they, you know, that he's pretty traditional in that regard.
Yeah.
You know? And so he's just trying to move people and get people in the right spots, and they didn't check as much as I thought they would. You know, they have, and I think it's probably because it's at our place, but they didn't audible around as much as they usually do.
Hey, you mentioned after the game in your press conference that you asked whether Chris Carson reminded somebody of someone. Who were you referring to?
Well, I'm just waiting for you guys to figure it out. I think there's some style in there that you guys will.
We've all had guesses. Brock said O.J. Simpson. I said Terrell Davis. Somebody suggested Roger Craig. Somebody else said Ricky Waters.
I think you guys are on the right track. Yeah,
we may have got one.
I don't think it's just one guy. I think there's some similarities to some guys, and it's that darn 32. You know, that's such a great running back number.
Marcus Allen.
There's something. There's something there.
And a bunch of them.
You're going. Yeah. There's.
How's he doing this?
Keep going. You guys won't. There's no way you'll hit the one that's
number
really
32.
You'll never hit it.
Craig James.
The text toy will. Give the text toy.
Give the text toy enough time. They'll come up with a number 32 that fits.
I remember. I've been coaching a long time now.
Oh man. Now we're gonna go way back.
How's he doing this? At every turn, the game, the moment, everything, nothing has seemed too big for this rookie.
No, he's really, it's really impressive because he has such limited background. You know, I don't know where to come from. He's just a really good ball player, and he's doing a lot of things well. I mean, the heads-up play about staying in bounds, I'm sure you saw that one.
Yep.
That was a heck of a thought right there. In the midst of, I'm breaking a run, and all of a sudden, he's going to get smacked, you know, or somebody's going to get smacked. And he went down to save the clock. That was really good. So just good awareness in general.
Well, you speak of the clock. I mean, we were looking at what your team did in the fourth quarter. It's about 11 and a half minutes left when you got the ball down three. And you only didn't possess it for 220 of the final 11:35.
Yeah, it was really beautifully done. Yeah, both phases, and we had to kick the ball in there. Everything was done really well. Just so fired up about finishing, because that's so important in this league. The games come down to such tight finishes all the time. And you saw the four-minute drill was perfectly executed with good awareness and good sense, and Russell was really in command of what that was, you know, when we were going into that sequence right there. I was really proud of him there. But the defense did a great job. You know, bam, 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 we take the ball right back off them. So it was really, really well done, and it was a great finish to a game. You know, otherwise, you know, we're going to get better. You know, we're going to keep improving.
How concerned should people be about Jimmy Graham's lack of production?
Jimmy's got a sore ankle today too. You know, he's going to be. I don't know what this week's going to be for him. I'm not sure yet, but because we need the plays. You know, and it just didn't happen. You know, we had a good seam route early that we went to him, and the guy makes a heck of a play. Knocks him. I mean, there's no way you're likely hang on to that ball, but we had a lot of stuff in there, and a lot of plays could go, but the coverage goes, takes it away, and you got to go somewhere else and things like that. So. We just need to have him involved just because he's a really good player, you know, and it just hasn't happened much.
I think one of the questions people have, and myself included, is just some of the fit. I mean, is he a good fit for your offense with the desire to be a balanced running offense?
Well, it's different than when you're a drop back team like he was at New Orleans, where they just threw the ball all the time, you know, and that's what Drew Brees did, and that's the coaches there, that's how they did it. We're different in that regard. Jimmy's become an all around football player. He's a good blocker. He does a lot of good things. Didn't have a great game the first week, but did better this week. And he's, yeah, heck yeah, we're lucky to have him. He's a really good player. So, but somebody else may want to throw him the ball every play. I don't know. That's not what happened there either. To go back and check his targets, we're not that far off and all that with a different style offense and football team. So, it's a couple of weeks. I'm not worried about it at all. It's just, but I would like him to be there too because we want him to make those plays that make a difference.
When Eddie Lacy was informed he'd be inactive, how was his reaction?
He was disappointed. Of course, he's a competitor, man. I think he should be. That's a very competitive room. It's going to stay competitive. Those guys are going to keep battling for their playing time and their reps and all that. This was because of the whole makeup of the roster on this day. He had to go and for Thomas coming back up. And so we'll see what happens with it. All of that stuff is always fluid. But I would not expect anybody to take that. You know, that's not being a great team guy saying, oh, awesome, you know. He wants to play. And I only would think of our guys, you know, highly when they do it that way. I'm sorry. We don't need him to be a distraction either. But the guys want to play. They want to compete. And they can't do that when you're on the sidelines.
What do you think the future holds for him?
Well, I'm hoping he's going to be part of everything, you know. I have no problem with the thought of what's moving forward. I think we're fortunate. You know, we're all learning. You know, we're learning. We finally got Thomas back out there and got him started. That's all we want, to get him started. And he's back playing football for us, and now we'll see his opportunity to play more and do more. Remember that when a guy plays in his first game, we basically play him about a dozen plays. You know, you can keep asking me those questions, and then you can figure it out. You know, that's kind of how it works, you know. So all week long, you know, and I just don't tell you, and I don't tell you, and I don't tell you. But anyway.
Well, eventually you tell us.
Well, I can't help it. Eventually it comes out. Eventually you see it.
We're not smart enough, and we just wait for you to get frustrated how stupid we are and tell us.
Well, you see it. You count them. Look what it is, you know. So that's just taking care of guys, you know, and looking after our players. So,
hey, do you think about challenging the call, the non-safety?
Oh, yeah, yeah. But our guys were really emphatic that he wasn't in the end zone, and they were right.
Your guys knew?
Yeah, our guys upstairs knew. Yeah,
the
guys
upstairs. I thought the guys on the field, because they were having fun celebrating with the dice.
No, every one of those guys wanted to.
They were rolling crap. So
and the fans were booing and all that, but he wasn't. It would have been we would have lost the challenge. And the guys were really clear, and I made him talk me. I was ready, you know. I didn't care. I wanted to do it just because. I was like the fans. I'm no different. I wanted to, come on, give us a shot at it, you know. So I have to have my guys talk me out of that kind of stuff. They did.
What did your O-line do best yesterday, and where were there some room for some progress?
We got better coming off the ball. We really did. We ran off the football well, and you could see it by the end of the game. We were getting off the football well, and that's an improvement for us. And we were just inconsistent. The first week was bad. Now it was hard getting started, but there's reasons why. And so they came off the football a lot more clearly, focused on the aggressive part of it, you know, and the tough part of it, and that was good improvement. Protection was in and out. You know, we had some really good protections. We had a lot of plays, but there was a few when we made some errors and made some mistakes. And there's some technical things. Guys are over trying, and we're getting out of our technique some. And those are things that will continue to grow and get better. But I want to also say that spot is competitive too, and we're not just sitting on it. We're going to wait and see this week, how it unfolds, see who's healthy and all that kind of stuff. But I want to keep this thing competitive. These guys need to keep battling for their playtime.
Hey, there was a play that stood out to me. I think it was one of the first short yardage plays you've had on defense, 3rd and 1 for the Niners early in the game, around mm-hmm. the 30-yard line, something like that, maybe a little farther back. And I was thinking about how your team looks different in that spot than it did a year ago. The big, Tuba Rubin and Tony McDaniel, some of the real big fellas. And if I remember the play correctly, well, you could describe what happened on that play.
Well, first off, Sheldon is as stout as anybody we've had. I don't care how big the guys are. He is a stud in there, and he's doing his job of really holding line of scrimmage and playing tough. But we had really good penetration on the play. Very aggressive fit by Cam coming off the edge that got involved with it. And that was just – we played that situation really well. We want our experienced players to make those plays that they make in the short yardage because they can tell, they can sense, they can savvy it, and we free them up to go. And that's what you saw in that play. And you can't play like that all the time because you get overly aggressive. But in those situations, you know, you got to be tough and you got to go for it. And our guys go for it, and they made a great stop.
You know, kind of a little football 101. This is usually Salk's territory, but as I hear you talking through that, and I said this on the broadcast a few times yesterday, the more this group plays together, there's only so many ways, typically, teams are going to attack. And the confidence yesterday, whether it was KJ a number of times on route recognition or Bobby for that matter, or even Jeremy, all of those guys, does it come to a point where there's, you know, just certain ways that you know the opponent is going to attack you?
Yeah, because we're very defined in how we play. In that regard, people have to attack us in certain ways. And so that plays to our strength in if you're not really well-equipped, then they pick you apart. Yeah. But when you are well-equipped and you have guys in the right spots and you have guys that can really stand the challenges, then it gets really hard. All of a sudden, it gets really hard. And then we have a chance to be really, really good on defense now. These guys are on it. They played with terrific effort. I think if you guys went back and looked again, you see the strain in our guys to get to the football and coming off the blocks. And we played really clean yesterday. Michael played really well yesterday. He had a very good game. Cliff played really well yesterday. I mean, the whole front was good. And I mean, really, across the board. Coverage, our matchups and coverage are really solid right now. Jeremy's doing a great job at the nickel spot, and he can do his thing. And Shaq's doing a good job. Sherm did a, you know, let's not mention, that was amazing that he played in that game now. And he was resolved that that's nothing else but that was going to happen. And you let your guys that listen to you know, 99% of the guys would never have played in that football game, but he willed it somehow. On Wednesday, he ran hard, and nobody could believe it. On Thursday, he ran hard again in his workouts, and then Friday, he practiced full and said, I'm good, you know, unless we had to talk it over. We were tweeting all the way Saturday, you know, okay, now we got to communicate
texting,
with
not tweeting.
Texting, my bad. Thank you.
Just publicly asking.
Thanks for correcting me.
Hey, how are you feeling? Coach, I'm
thanks
feeling
for correcting
great.
Me.
Yes, I got you.
Thanks for that one. I appreciate that. But all the way up till the pregame warm-up, I'm looking at him, we're talking, and he promised me, hi, we're going to talk this thing out, and he made it, you know, and that's a result. He wanted to play for his club and for the fans and for himself. He wanted to prove that he could do it, and he did. It's just a great message. It is like we saw Russell do last year and a number, right? Luke has done it. Guys have done it. Jimmy coming back. Thomas coming back a year ago. Just these marvelous returns against the odds. It's amazing. It's hard to imagine how competitive these guys are.
And I'll give the guys and Lydia back in the studio a chance here. Did you hear the audio of Richard post-game talking about that?
No.
Because I thought this was really good. I was driving away from the stadium yesterday and talking about his injury situation and just having a little fun like you like to have with Salk and I a little bit. I think in a good-natured way, Richard reminding everybody of, you know, the warrior that he's been in his 7 years here in Seattle.
I don't know if they have it.
Of earning it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Here you go.
No. I think you guys got to give me credit one day. One day you guys got to give me credit. I've been playing every game for 7 years. One day, until I miss one, just go ahead. Give me the benefit of the doubt.
In a good way, right? And they all received it well. Yeah, he's earned it. I mean, give me the benefit of the doubt for 7 years, whether it's an elbow with a huge brace on it, whether it was a knee, whether it was a hamstring.
This is just another instance, but it's just, I don't know. Because this goes against the odds, you know, I'm not doing this one. And the docs really, they were marveling at how, because when you show stuff on MRIs and imaging and things like that, and you know that there's an injury there, and then the guys deny it and just go through it, and they do marvelous things. And it is a statement about everybody. We can heal us. We can overcome stuff, you know, and that's an incredible example.
I don't know. Is he the best tackling corner ever?
He's as good as you can get now. He is. There aren't very many guys. Maybe Cornell Green, you know.
And taking
that was a pull.
Cornell Green.
That was a pull.
I don't remember Cornell Green.
That's okay.
Is that before my time?
Cowboys.
All right. Fair enough. Yeah. Hey, did you get to watch USC and Texas the other night?
I sure did.
How would that bring back memory? What was it like watching that game?
It was fun. We, you know, because we had some guys. It was in and out of the meetings. It was before and after the meetings were happening. But that was really fun watching. Yeah, it was hard. hard. You know, it was hard that it was that close because it didn't have to be. But, you know, there's a lot riding on that game. I guess they probably built it up, I bet you, in a big way. And I think the kids didn't play quite as maybe freed up as they normally do. But they got to it and they got it done.
It was interesting. They all obviously went back to Vince Young. Game day was a lot about that and that game
Weiner
and everything
was there,
else.
Young was there. I
mean, oh, yeah,
that was
really,
all there.
That was really fun.
That kid,
yeah,
you
that
see the overtime. The kid scored a touchdown, went over and shook Leinert's hands right afterwards. Yeah. I mean, there's some really cool elements.
I had an opportunity that last week to do a podcast with Sam Darnold, and so we were kind of in the, you know, the whole conversation all week, and I shared the story with the players on Saturday morning about the finish of that game. You know, I told them what happened and all that stuff, and so that they, and I asked them how many of you guys, you know, can remember, they all could remember, where were you and how old were you, and you know, it was all over the lot, and David Moore said, can you remember when Vince went down and his knee was down and he pitched the ball, did that make you mad? I said, oh, heck yeah, it did. I said, how old were you? He said, I was in fourth grade.
Well, that was 06, right?
Yeah, 06 Rose Bowl. Yeah.
06, wow. And I think they were saying the kid who started for Texas, a quarterback, was born in 98. So he was 8.
Yeah, I'm just telling you, okay, so fourth graders and third graders.
It's amazing.
Graders, so, yeah, it was pretty fun. So it was a fun thing, you know. Probably more fun for me than for them, just to recall the, you know.
I learned a new little football term.
Shut up, coach.
And then all of the SC guys, yeah, all the SC coaches, the guys that are in the building, they're all pissed at me because they don't want to bring that up again, talk about all that. You know, it's bad enough.
I learned a new little football term I hadn't heard before from my play-by-play guy, and he was going back to Bill Parcells. And we were talking in one of our production meetings about the hidden yards and special teams. That, and Bill Parcells felt like there, if you could get 100 yards in your punt return versus theirs, your kickoff coverage and your returns versus theirs, that eventually it's about a 7-point differential. If you get those just 100-yard differential. Yesterday, San Francisco was on it in their return game.
Right? Yeah, they did a nice job.
In their coverage units and everything else. Did it feel that way to you, that in a couple penalties by you guys in special teams?
Yeah, I know Brian was – he wasn't happy with – we thought we would do better against these guys. They're really young, and we thought that they would make more errors. I would, you know, was having Noah bring the thing out no matter how deep he was because they hadn't returned – check that. They haven't covered very many kickoffs. And so when we're pretty solid at that stuff, we thought we'd catch them. And that's why you saw – you know, Tyler was going to come out from 10 yards deep, you know. But that's – if he got a good start, I want him to go because we wanted to challenge their group. But they did a nice job. And so returner did nice, you know. And Nico got hurt. You know, Nico is a big deal to us, you know, and he has been a very, very good player. He has a sprained ankle. And, you know, he makes those plays. He makes us really special. I think there was a little bit of an edge loss there. You know, when we go young and you know, our young guys are out there. Those young guys, they have a tendency to kind of miscalculate, and we got a little shove. Remember, we had the bad penalty, you know, and that kind of, you know, kind of freshman mistakes.
So Jamie got banged up a little bit. Nico got banged up. Anybody else coming out of that? Or
I think that's what I know about right now. So we came out very, very clean, and you know, saved those guys. But hopefully, we can get those guys back.
Coach, we appreciate it. Thanks for stopping by again.
All right,
did any texts come in? 32. Can you give at least an era? Can you give at least, like, is it the 50s, 60s of Jim Brown? I mean, can you give us any era?
Franco
of the
Harris?
32?
Corey Dillon?
One little tiny clue for
Eric
the texters?
I'll tell you this, it wasn't on a very good team.
Okay. I think let's just leave it at that, and maybe next Monday,
that's
after another Seahawk win, we can do this again.
See it.
A lot of good options there. Number 32. I'm going to be thinking about this for a while. Yep. Answer the question, Jerk, always brought to you by Twin Peaks Restaurant. Thanks to the coach for stopping by.